You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We do not know where Kyrie Irving is exactly. We do know where Doug Peterson will not be, but we start with the college football playoff national championship game yesterday where Alabama was just too much for the Buckeyes. Devontae Smith, 3 touchdowns. Harris, 3 touchdowns. Mac Jones throwing the ball all over the field. What did you see from this offensive explosion from the Tide?
Has Alabama become quarterback U? I mean, like, I see Jalen Hurts doing work there and starting in the league. Tua doing work there, starting in the league. Mac Jones is balling, spreading the football around. But in the first half, was Smitty open? Was Smitty wide open?
Mm-hmm.
Did they do a good job of scheming him open time and time again? There's a reason why I guess Texas just hired a new coach who's currently the offensive coordinator who did an amazing job for Alabama in calling the game and constantly getting the Heisman Trophy winner open over and over and over again. He had 3 touchdowns and around 250 yards in the first half, Jacoby. He was outstanding.
He really was. He hurt his hand, but they did not need him in the second half to put away the Buckeyes. And you look at this season that he has had, the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith. Look at this list of accolades. I'm not even going to read them. You can see them all right there. Jalen, if you are an NFL franchise, has the last month or so of his performance changed the way that you might approach the draft?
Absolutely, because if you think about it, and this is what I love about great programs like Nick Saban has built in Alabama. This time last year, I would have thought that would have been Jalen Waddle until he got injured. And all of a sudden, the way this player has progressed, of course, you're going to take into account his injury. But other than that, there's a reason why NFL players are looking down at their smart device like Devontae Adams, like, hey, I don't care if you misspell my name and it's his. Like, he's that good. And so when he talks about that being his favorite receiver along with Keenan Allen, I can see that. I can see that on the next level. So he's going to be one of those guys that goes immediately in the draft as far as I'm concerned.
Jalen, you mentioned Waddle, and I know that you are always looking out for your Jalen brethren, and you were a little upset to see Waddle on the field yesterday. Tell us how you really felt about him being on the field for the national championship game.
You know what? The Dukes of Hazzard had a theme song, like, the good old boys never meaning no harm. And it's funny, like, the people that look like me or play collegiate athletics are like, yo, protect your future. We understand that you want to play at Alabama. We know that you want to contribute to a national championship. But the rest of us and your family want to look out for your long-term best interest, and we want to see you get paid in the NFL. Not buy into these storylines of, well, he's doing it for the greatness of the university. And, you know, it shows that it's such a selfless act that he would put his career in jeopardy. He was out there limping, Jacoby. It's one thing for Terrell Owens to be an NFL player to do it. It's another thing when I watch Jalen Waddle do it. And I was disappointed that the adults, like the training, the coaches, didn't tell that young man, we're going to protect you from yourself. And that clearly didn't happen.
Well, we've mentioned Waddle, we've mentioned Smith, we've mentioned Mac Jones and Harris, but we have to mention this man, the orchestrator of it all, the maestro, Nick Saban, who in his time in Alabama has such accolades, 7 SEC titles, 6 national titles. This is his 7th national title over the course of his career. Jalen, what do you think about what Saban's been able to do in Tuscaloosa?
Hey, man, this is like We thought what happened with Radar back in the Celtics 11 in the 13 years would never be duplicated. And in collegiate basketball, it's amazing what we see from Coach K, who's become a modern day version of greatness. But every now and then, like another coach like Urban Meyer rises up at Florida, then at Ohio State. And then Clemson rises up with Dabo. And it's like they're going to overthrow Alabama, right? And then all of a sudden, the factory keeps churning. How about this? Players that are now winning the seventh national championship a couple of years ago weren't even on the team. That's how it's going to be a couple of years from now. They keep recruiting well, getting terrific All-Americans, and developing those players. And not only making them champions in college, but also nurturing them to become all pros in the NFL. It's been outstanding what he's been able to do with that program.
When you watch football on Sundays, you will see players on both sides of the ball that went through that program under Nick Saban. And Jalen, there's something that we have to mention about the events of last evening as well, because there was a reaction from the game in Tuscaloosa. And in the year 2021, we just can't have this, Jay. Like, we just can't have this. You know, I don't even have people over my house for dinner. What are we doing in Tuscaloosa right now without the mask, all together like that, with a super, super spreader event?
Bang, that's what that's exactly called, and you know it. And here's the thing, Jacoby. A collegiate campus, we can't act surprised. Because if Ohio State would have won, we would have saw that there too. And so it's a sign of the times that I know everybody wants to put our guards down and say, let's just exhale for one moment, one day, and enjoy my team winning its seventh national championship. But the problem is the numbers keep rising and we're still wearing masks and only essential businesses are open in so many different cities and states. And so now I'm looking at the clock and thinking, okay, I know a lot of people got vaccine shots in their arm. They still have to go back for the second. And now in a couple of weeks, the numbers are going to skyrocket. So I'm going to be watching those people in Tuscaloosa and where they travel to and from, because now they're going to be in contact with others.
It is time for some broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
Jalen, you've been hinting at this all season long, that Doug Peterson will not be the head coach of the Eagles next season. And when there was reports just about a week ago that he was going to come back, and yesterday the news came down that he is no longer going to be the head coach of the Eagles. Why were you so sure that it was going to play out this way? And what do you see next for Peterson and the Eagles?
He already got a statue in front of the building in Philly. He already been there, done that. And he showed you how he played the final game when, if I'm not playing Wentz, I'm not really buying into playing Jalen Hurts. I'm not really even giving him love consistently on how he's balling. I never named him the starting quarterback for the rest of the year. Never bought into the fact that he could be my quarterback this offseason. And we go into the final game, and then all of a sudden it's a one possession game, and you take Jalen out of the lineup? Oh, that was the nail in the coffin, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. In these circumstances, this head coach believes he can go somewhere else and get another job. And that's what his behavior has been, in my opinion, for the last few weeks, which is why for fans of Jalen and Jacoby, this is broken news.
It is broken news. And Jalen, there's some really interesting news in the NBA that I need to get your perspective on. And it is the saga of Kyrie Irving. He hasn't been with the Nets for quite some time. They say it's personal reasons. We don't know exactly what those reasons are. We hope that he is healthy mentally and physically. There was some video of him at a birthday party that seems to be like his sister's 30th birthday party without a mask on. There's now a report from Woj and Malika that he'll probably not be with the Nets because of that video for about a week. Jalen, what is going on with Kyrie Irving?
That's your man. When KD looks down at his phone and it's Sean Marks and it's Steve Nash and it's Mike D'Antoni, the text says, that's your man. And then he had the nerve to go dolo from state to state. How about that, Jacoby? So hold on. I saw the footage, dog. I saw the footage. And He's an extremely talented basketball player. And when he's on the floor, they're gonna be must-see TV. You know how much a fan I am of his game. He's Team Rock. He plays like he's one of the Harlem Globetrotters that's currently in the league. But this type of thing, Jacoby, makes me feel like they not winning the East this year.
I know
Spencer Dinwiddie got injured, and people are gonna say, well, you still got KD, you still got Kyrie, and their team was built like, you know, almost like a Noah's Ark. It seemed like it had two of everything. You still could go to Caris LeVert. You got Adam. You got Allen. You got DeAndre Jordan. But I just feel like it's so very tough to win in your first year. This is Nash, my former teammate's first year as a head coach. And when you can't communicate with your best players, when that relationship isn't, those are the people that you can get on the most, not the other way around, that creates a disconnect. And lastly, what does it say to the rest of the guys in the locker room? Because I haven't looked at the bottom of the ticker and seen that they're disciplining him just yet. Not that I want to get him in trouble, but he's missing games and practices and meetings and whatever, whatever, whatever. The NBA abbreviated 72-game season has actually started. And healthy players that are getting millions of dollars to play the game that they love are participating for their families, themselves, and their teammates. So whatever he's dealing with, I hope he can find a way to get back to the Nets because Brooklyn needs him in uniform.
Absolutely. The whole world was so excited to see KD and Kyrie together, and we got it for like 3 weeks. And now Kyrie is missing. It is time for Soft Mover Bossman. So a married couple was sitting on the couch just watching some TV when the wife noticed that the gentleman's phone was over there on the kitchen counter. So what did she do? She texted him. What happened next? He realized that he's got a text in the kitchen, so he gets up to get it. And what does the text say? Please bring the chips on your way back. Jalen, soft move or boss move, preemptively texting for the chips when you're sitting next to your husband on the couch.
That's a boss move because she not only used the fact that he was going to be pursuing that phone, but when you go grab that phone, you might as well make yourself useful in the kitchen. That's a boss move. I'm just disappointed she didn't ask for
she's
more.
She's brilliant.
She just didn't ask for more. You got to ask for chips and a beverage and or some salsa or some cream or something.
Yes, I loved it so much. If my wife did that, I would just celebrate her. I would not be mad for 1 second. That is definitely a boss move. We have a post from Tom Brady. There could be some bulletin board material in the Buccaneers and Saints matchup, and we have much more. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
That's your man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep
Tang.
It Moving.
Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. We have some interesting whispers coming out of Houston regarding James Harden. Keep
hit
it moving.
Hit the brakes.
Or hit the brakes. The Rockets might just be trying to ride this one out. Maybe they're just going to keep Harden on the team and not trade him. What do you think this tells you about the future of Harden and Houston?
It tells me if Sean Marks want to go all in on that's your man, and be the illest representing Brooklyn, acting like it's Nebraska, you know what he would get on the phone and do? See if I can flip Kyrie Irving for James Harden in a deal. How about that? Sometimes
Kyrie's
when
not
hearing,
coming to work.
News like
this. Harden wants to go to Brooklyn. Do you think that could actually be a trade that would happen in the real NBA this season?
I don't. Okay. But it does make sense. It does make sense, but I don't. I really don't.
Okay. We'll move on. In advance of the matchup between the Buccaneers and the Saints, Tom Brady put this on his Twitter feed. It was a joke about all of those games being played on the History Channel, and this is the Photoshop that he put up there. I always say you can be mean if you're funny, and that's funny.
That's definitely funny, and I'm jealous of the beards. I can grow my goatee. You know what I'm saying? Old school Jimmy Walker. Rest in peace to the biological magic, Clyde Frazier. But I can't grow a beard. Can you grow a beard, Jacoby?
Of course I can grow a beard. I just prefer not to because I like to be freshly shaven and I take care of myself. Unlike you, who hasn't gotten a haircut, hasn't shaved up the goatee in months. Ever since Christmas, you just gave up. You used to really care about this show. Moving on, Bill Belichick made an interesting decision yesterday. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
He decided that he will not be accepting the Presidential Medal of Freedom in light of the recent events at our nation's capital. What do you think about this stance from Bill Belichick?
Let me tell you what I think again. He looks down at his phone at that invite after they stormed the Capitol. Reg, hit the brakes again. He like, I ain't committing professional career suicide. Getting on an airplane, going to the White House amidst what we're dealing with in this country, and I'm a head coach that won 6 championships in a sport that's 70 and 80% black? Oh, there's no way he would put himself in that position. Only a fool would do that. I didn't believe that was happening for 1 second. Boss move, Bill Belichick.
The Browns handled the Steelers rather easily Sunday night. Chase Claypool, rookie Steelers receiver, has something interesting to say about their upcoming matchup with the Chiefs. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The Steelers disappoint me. They're getting away from their identity. This is not who the Steelers is. Keep it moving. I know Mike Tomlin going to address this.
Keep it moving.
There's news about the Cowboys, so we are contractually obligated to discuss them since
we
are an ESPN show.
Okay,
we'll keep it moving.
Not this show.
Keep it moving.
Not this show.
The Hornets are on a little win streak. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. You know I love LaMelo Ball, who had some trouble shooting, but 14 rebounds and 7 assists. And Gordon Hayward has been playing like the Gordon Hayward of old that you fell in love with. Is this for real or is this just a hot start and they'll eventually cool off?
You know, sometimes certain players like the Joker and Gordon Hayward, I shouldn't like them this much. Like, I just like those guys the way they, like, what they bring to the team. And this squad has won 4 in a row. And you're right, Melo struggled from the field, but game leader in rebounds, team leader, game leader in assists, got a couple of steals. Like, you got to give them props for the way they're developing their young talent, both of these young teams.
Absolutely. And if you're not paying attention to League Pass and you're on the East Coast and you're not staying up late watching the Blazers, then you're missing out on one of the best performers this league all season long. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
That man that I was discussing is CJ McCollum, who has been going off this season. What do you think about McCollum last night?
What I think is when we started this show, maybe 9 or 10 years ago, he was getting drafted. And the Podfather, William Simmons, walked into a room and we were about to interview this young man that I got a chance to see play in college. And can you tell the audience what I told you about CJ then?
We were all in love with him. We were all in love with CJ when I walked out of that room. Not only that, he's not only peaking in the NBA, but he's going to have a long post-NBA career here in the media because he is that savvy and articulate and intelligent about the game. Big shout to CJ McCollum, who's finally starting to get some flowers because he's often overshadowed by his backcourt mate, Dame Lillard. Jalen, De'Aaron Fox did something rude to Domantas Sabonis.
Hit the brakes.
It was just rude.
Jalen, watch this.
Watch this dunk and tell us what you see here on the screen.
So it's so many things happening. So first off, the quickness. Second, the ball handling with his right. The third thing, the explosiveness. And the fourth, he dunks it with his left. It's so many things happening on that play, dog. Look at this. Like, that's
right past,
you
know, Sabonis, right over Brogdon.
You ready for this? Way to represent lefty number five. Like, at 6'8", that's how I used to see myself in my dreams. That's how my footage should be, dog. You know, that's how my footage should be. You know, I used to see Grant Hill.
You got a lot of buckets, but they didn't look like that.
I used to see Penny. I used to see Grant Hill. I used to be like, you know what? I ain't that good at basketball, man. Look, this is how my highlights should look, man. Way to represent De'Aaron Fox, the lefty number five, doing things that I could never do.
And you know one thing I like the bench reaction too. You don't got the fans in there going crazy. So usually your bench has got to be a little extra when you make a play like that. Big shout to the Kings. We have some new information from NASA about naps.
Hit the brakes.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. So NASA did some research because they obviously have pilots in very stressful situations, and they said the ideal time for a midday nap is what, Jalen Rose? What do you think the ideal time for a midday nap is?
So I would assume this is probably an hour and a half or maybe two. So I would think between 2 and 3:30 or 4 p.m. Eastern.
It's 10 to 20 minutes. They're not talking about medicinal naps. They're talking about little naps just to keep you sharp. All right, Jalen, we have a huge game tonight. Juwan Howard leads the Wolverines against a Big Ten rival. We'll get you ready for that. Red for
Let's
this. You're
go,
watching Jalen and Jacoby.
New.
It is the Battle of the Burrows Wednesday night on ESPN at 7:30. The Nets take on the Knicks, and then in the nightcap, it is the Pelicans taking on the Clippers. That tips at 10 p.m. Make sure you tune into those. And tonight, we also have another big basketball game. Big Ten rivals Wisconsin and Michigan, 7 p.m. Can Michigan stay undefeated and go to 11-0?
It's not going to be easy, but I believe that they can. The Big Ten is the toughest conference in the country, and it's almost an unwritten rule that we win at our place, and we hope to still win at your spot. We play it at home. I anticipate we'll find a way to get it done.
Michigan off to another hot start, led by who, Jalen Rose? Who's
Big
the head
new.
Coach of the Michigan Wolverine basketball team?
Juwan Howard has been the best coach at collegiate basketball this season. What he's done with a team that started basically not in the top 10, for them to be catapulted to number 7 has been really impressive.
Very excited about this one tonight. That is also on ESPN at 7 p.m. And don't forget, every Tuesday and Thursday, we record podcast, exclusive podcasts, where you can only get that when you subscribe to our podcast. Get that anywhere you listen to podcasts. We'll be back to wrap up that Michigan win
Thank
tomorrow
you.
On ESPN
Thank
at
you.
2 p.m.
You're far too kind.